Hey family, how are you? I pray all is well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and you. That's right, he is your God, and what a mighty God we serve. How are you feeling, family? I pray you are well in the mighty name of our Lord, Christ Jesus. So I had an incident today that prompted this short but powerful word that I'm going to share with you. So this past week, well, the past few weeks, I've been in my office alone. My boss is at another location, and I like my alone time because it allows me time with God, time to pray, time to praise, time to worship. And today, like every other day, I used that time to praise God. I mean, I was praising. I had a full-blown concert, just me and God, and I'm worshiping and I'm praising and I'm honoring him, and it was good. It was so good. No interruptions. The phone barely rung. It was a beautiful, beautiful time with the Lord. And as I'm printing something out from my computer, I turned to my printer to pick out the paper. When I turned back to my desk, I hit my knee so hard on the desk, family, that I began to cry. And the Holy Spirit said, keep singing, keep praising. Now, my flesh was like, aren't you not about to get this desk that violently attacked me, Jesus? I was in pain, tears rolling down my face, but God said, keep singing, keep praising. So, with the tears coming down my face, I could have sworn I dislocated it. It was just, I hit it so hard, family. And I'm sure you might have had that feeling when you just hit it. And it's just like, O-M-me. So I'm just rubbing my knee. And I'm just, praise is what I do. I'm singing, praise is what I do. I give my all to you. While rubbing my knee, singing, praising. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, too often we allow the things that hit us, the things that hurt us, stop the praise. Family, I was just like, man, wow. Life be lifing. And we come up against stuff that when it hits you, it knocks the wind out of you sometimes. And you have to buckle. And sometimes you get in that fetal position. And what makes it more worse, and this is why, man, I just wanted to share it, because when the Holy Spirit said it, it was so powerful. It hurts the most when it's caught off guard. When you are in that space and you think everything is well and you and God are, seems like you and God are on the same page. Things are flowing. You feel the anointing. Everything is just going right. So it seems. And you're just like, yes, nothing can go wrong. Nothing. Suddenly you're hit with something. Suddenly a bill, suddenly a doctor's report, suddenly a heartbreak, suddenly. What happens when there was a praise on your tongue and suddenly something happened? Do you shift your focus off of God and off of the praise that you had in your heart? And do you shift your attention to the area of your pain? Family, when God put this on my heart today, mind you, I am sitting. I want to be in a fetal position, but I'm not. I'm just buckled over, holding my knee, holding it while praising at the same time. And that's pretty difficult because this flesh, everything in me wants to get some ice and, oh my God, what's going on? Let me look at my knee. Let me look. But in that moment, God said, keep praising me. And I understood what he was saying, because too often, even myself, we tend to shift our focus off of God. We look at the problem. We look at the situation. We look at the heavy weights that are before us that we know we got to carry. When we just had a praise, we was just worshiping God. We just had this clarity and this mindset. All things are well. All things are working together. You got this declaration, and you have this confidence and this confidence and this boldness. And then all of a sudden, suddenly happens. What do you do when the suddenly happens, family? Keep the praises going. It is easier said than done, because as I said, life be lifing. My knee still hurt. But many of us are being hit with stuff that hurt. The loss of a loved one hurt. Bills when you don't have the resources to pay for them, it hurts. When the relationship is not going the way you want it to, it hurts. When you look at what's going on the news, it hurts. Life hurts. But in the moment of the hurt, are you going to focus on the area of the pain, or you're going to focus on the God that can give you a gain? I love that Apostle Paul said to live is to die, but to die is to gain. To shift your focus off God and not on the area of your pain is the most powerful thing. It's an offering. It's a sacrifice. It was a sacrifice. Man, I just wanted to focus on my knee so bad because it was hurting so bad, family. And God said, nope, praise me. Get your attention off of that. Get your attention off of that. And when I tell you, in the midst of me praising, and I continuously kept praising and continuously worshiping, the pain was beginning to subside because I wasn't really focusing on it anymore. I was focusing on God, and I was trying to understand why he wanted me to keep praising when I'm hurting. Have you ever wondered why God wanted you to do something while you were hurting? Like, I'm hurting and you want me to talk to who? I'm hurting and you want me to give what? I'm hurting. You want me to go where? Have you been there, family? That God is requiring more of you in the hour of your pain, and all you want to do is focus on that area. But God is saying, look to the hills which cometh your health. What do you do when the suddenly happens, family? You gotta keep on praising him. You gotta keep on shifting, because family, look, I had a decision. I could have focused my attention back on God, because like I said, I was spending the whole morning with God. Everything was good. You couldn't have told me nothing. Me and God was having a whole concert, a whole good time, and then the suddenly happened. And me hitting my knee, and I know hitting my knee is not the same of, you know, losing a loved one and the things that people go through, but I'm using this as an example because in that moment I was hit with excruciating pain, and I could have shifted my attention on the point of my pain or kept it on God. And in the midst of obeying and continuously singing, he shared with me, too many of my children allow, when the pain hit them, they immediately focus on the pain and not the God who can heal it. And I just want to encourage you, because maybe today you have been hit with a suddenly. Maybe today you have been saying to yourself, everything seemed to be going well, and I thought I was in alignment, and I was feeling like I was in the flow. I felt like I was in the spirit, but suddenly happened and it hurts. The enemy would love for you to focus on that area of pain and shift your focus off of God and cause you to complain and cause you to murmur and cause you to get and sit in a pool of woe is me. But I encourage your heart today that there is a purpose for that pain, and God has a message. I love that God could use the simple things to conform the wise. He can use something so small as me hitting my knee to give me a message of encouragement.
God is always speaking. God is always looking for an opportunity to encourage you. God is always looking for an opportunity to put a word in your heart. We got to begin to just submit to those promptings, even when it hurts, to resist the idea of focusing on the point of our pain. And begin to sit in the presence of God while tears are rolling down your face. He didn't tell me stop crying. He didn't tell me don't rub your knee. He said, praise me, keep singing. So while I was singing, tears are rolling down my face because I'm in pain and I'm just rubbing my knee in a circular motion. But I kept praising. And it was in that obedience he shared this with me, because we're going through so many different things. Life be lifing. Life is lifing, family. But what do you do when it suddenly happens? Not a suddenly you expect. And that's what I appreciate so much about God in this message. Because it's one thing to have an unexpected or suddenly when you expect things aren't going right. Most of the time when things aren't going right, people say things like, what's next? Oh boy. But what happens when you feel like you are in the spirit and everything is going well and you're hit with a suddenly? That hurts, because then you think, wait a minute, I thought we was all right, Jesus. I thought we were on one accord, Jesus. What happened? Why did this all of a sudden suddenly happen? And I just love God, because he uses those moments to build character, to strengthen our character, to strengthen our faith and our bond with God. Because if I can resist the temptation of focusing on my point of pain and focus on God, family, you grow spiritually. You bond closer to God, because you're telling God, yes, I'm in pain. Yes, tears are rolling down my eye, but you are greater. You are greater. Don't let the pain stop your praise, family. Don't let the pain stop the praise, no matter what the pain is, no matter what the hurt is. And many hearts are heavy. We are in the end times, and the hearts of many are heavy, dealing with so many different things, different battles that we are facing day after day. Our hearts are heavy when we look into our own lives. Our lives are heavy when we look into the lives of our family. Our heart is heavy when we turn on the news. Heaviness. But I serve a God that says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I know your heart is heavy. I know your mind is weary, but praise him. Praise him. Oh, praise him in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your pain. Oh, I want to praise him. I want to praise him in the midst of my pain, even though the rain is coming down. I'm gonna praise. Family, we gotta praise him. Praise him. The verse that came to my spirit was in Luke. Jesus said, if they don't praise me, the stones will cry out. Family, don't let creation, my God. God has created so many beautiful things. We are created. But don't let everything that wasn't created in his image praise him more than the one that was made in his image. The rocks wasn't made in the image of God. The flowers wasn't made in the image of God. The trees wasn't made in the image. We were made in the image of God, and we cannot let the rocks cry out louder than us because of a situation or circumstances or what we see going on in our lives, the lives of our family, what we see when we turn on the news, wars and rumors of wars that must come to pass because it's what Jesus said it would be. We get to decide if we're going to focus on the point of our pain, the point of our disappointment, the point of our frustrations, or we're going to praise him. Give glory to his name. Give honor to a God that is faithful amongst unfaithful people. Family, can you praise him even when it hurts? Even when it's sudden and you feel a little taken back and thrown off because you thought everything was well. I appreciate the Holy Spirit just using that as an example that I can carry on with myself. I have a natural example. It's not just a spiritual example. I hit the heck out of my knee and it was sudden. And see, I could have took it another way. If the enemy had his way, I could have been like, well, it's God, why you let this happen to me? I was worshiping you. I was honoring you. I was lifting up your name. I was coming to the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. That's what we do when pain come. We tell God about all the things we have done for him, forgetting about all the things he have already done for us. It is finished. We tend to do that. We focus on the area of our pain instead of sitting with God to get the information, sitting with God. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Lord, I don't know why this happened to me, but I know there's a reason. And if I just enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, I know that you would release information. I know that you will reveal unto me the mysteries of why this happened to me. But we have to first submit to God. We have to first resist the devil. Hallelujah. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Resist the temptation of focusing on your point of pain right now, the point of your disappointment, the point of your frustration, the point of your anger. Whatever the point is that you are right now, resist the urge to focus on it and praise him. I'm gonna praise him, even in my pain, even when it rains. Oh, I'm gonna praise him. I'm gonna praise him in the midst of my pain, even when it rains. Oh, I'm gonna praise. We get to pick and choose. And I pray you choose to worship him. I pray you choose to honor him. I pray you choose to look to the hills which cometh your health to receive the answers that you need, to receive the clarity that you need. Family, we are in a tough hour. We see it. We see it. We feel the heaviness, family. We feel it. I know you feel it, but put on the garment of praise to lift up that heaviness. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't be anxious. Don't be full of worry. Praise him. Don't, family. Don't let the rocks cry out louder than you. Don't let everything that wasn't made in the image of God praise him better than you. The good, the bad, the ups, the downs, praise him. And what's so cool about God is that he makes everything meaningful. He makes at that point, I wasn't even mad that I hit my knee because I got something from God out of it. It hurt like heck and I'm still rubbing on my knee. But the point was, it wasn't in vain. And you got to know, family, that nothing you go through is in vain. It all has a purpose. All things are working together for your good. If you just continuously resist to focus on your point of pain and focus on your God. Praise him, honor him, worship him, lift up his name in spite of what you feel, in spite of what you think. Resist it, family. Resist the urge to focus on your point of pain and just continuously sit with him. Sit with him. Obey, obey, obey. Because I had to obey the promptings. I could have gotten my feelings. I could have got angry. I could have got up and went into the freezer and got an ice pack. I could have done a lot of things in that moment when God required more of me in that moment. Sometimes God requires more of you at that very point where it's the most painful. There is more that I require of thee, Jesus. Will your heart and soul say yes? Sometimes what is required more of you comes at that point of pain where God is saying, I need a little more faith. I need you to persevere a little more. I need you to tarry a little more. I need you to love a little more. I need you to forgive a little more. There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Jesus, there's more required of us. And I'm learning day by day. In the midst of my frustration, in the midst of pain, in the midst of loss, in the midst of all of the suddenlies that can come upon us, it's an opportunity for us to come up higher. It is an opportunity for us to evolve and become the men and women God has created us to be. It's an opportunity to submit a little more to the King of Glory. It's another opportunity to resist the devil. It's another opportunity, family, but we get to choose it. And I pray you choose the latter. I pray you choose to resist, to focus on your point of pain and choose to praise a God who deserves the praise because he is worthy to be praised. There's so much we could focus on right now. There's so much that I can talk about right now. You know, a lot of people, you know, they tend to, you know, everybody is, you know, hip and up with what is current and what's going on in politics, what's going on in the news, what's going on right now in Israel. I could talk about a lot of things right now. But I want to praise him. I want to praise him. Even in my pain. Even when it rains, oh, I wanna praise him. I wanna praise him. Even in my pain, oh, even when it rains, I choose to praise. What we give our attention to, what we focus on, consumes us. And I'm not telling you to, you know, not to ignore because there's God want us to be aware. He said, watch as well as pray. We got to be aware of the end times. We got to be aware of the times and the seasons that we're in. But we cannot let that consume our mind. We cannot let that consume our heart. We have to focus on the King of Glory and we have to be ye ready. We have to put, you know, be ready to be an instrument for God in this hour. We got to be ready to be a vessel of honor in this hour. Time with God, but we can't do that focusing on the point of our pain, focusing on what's going on in the world, but shifting our eyes to him. Lord, what will you have me do in this hour? Lord, who do I need to talk to in this hour? Who I need to pray for in this hour? This is what we should be doing. It's okay to talk about what's going on just as long as you praying about what's going on. Because I know a God who ears are not too heavy to hear. And said, if my people who call by my name will humble themselves, repent and turn from their wicked way, that I will hear from heaven and heal the land. God is requiring a heart of intercession from his people. Talking means nothing if prayer is not added on to it. What does it really solve to talk about what's going on and prayers are not being lifted up? Our prayers are like incense to the nostrils of God. Praise is a key in the realm of the spirit. I see what's going on. I see the enemy. I see what he's doing. But Lord, I'm going to praise you because I know as I praise you, angels are being launched out and angels are being sent on assignment and standards are being set in the spirit because I'm choosing to focus on you and not what the enemy is doing. We get to choose what we do. So I encourage you today, no matter what suddenly has fallen upon you, what has hit you suddenly, what you have hit suddenly, don't let it take your praise. Don't let it take your praise. It is a gift. It is a weapon. It is a blessing. It is a blessing to just praise him. in spite of. I pray this blessed you. I pray this encouraged you. I pray this challenges you. I pray it challenges, because I know somebody is hearing this and just was hit with a suddenly. And you got to make a decision. Am I going to focus on my point of pain, or I'm going to praise his holy name? And I encourage your heart to praise him. Praise him, and allow him in the midst of your praise give you the answer that you need. The answer is in the praise. Let him reveal unto you as you enter into his presence. Seek me with all of your heart, and I will be found, says the Lord. Praise him, family, and watch him show you things you knew not. Until we speak again, have a blessed, abundantly blessed day in Jesus' name.